the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
My dear sisters, there is a doubt that has come to me. Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 14, Jesus.
马尔谷第十一章十二至到十四节。
Jesus cursing the fig tree.
耶稣诅咒无花果树。
The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry.
第二天，他们从伯特利出来，耶稣饿了。
Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf.
他从远处望见了一棵茂盛的无花果树。
He went over to it to see if he could find anything on it.
就上前去看是否在树上可以找到什么。
When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves.
及至走到那里，除了叶子外，什么也没有找着。
It was not the time for figs.
因为还不是无花果的时节。
And he said to it in reply,
耶稣就开口对他说，
May no one ever eat of your fruit again.
永远再没有人吃你的果子了。
And the disciples heard it.
他的门徒也都听见了。
Now verses 20 and 21. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots.
早晨，他们从那里经过时，看见那棵无花果树连根都枯干了。
Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered.
伯多禄想起来，就对耶稣说，师傅，看你所咒骂的无花果树已枯干了。
Jesus said to them in reply, have faith in God.
耶稣回答他们说，你们对天主当有信德。
Amen, I said to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him.
我实在告诉你们，无论谁对这座山说，起来，投到海里去，他心里若不怀疑，反相信他说的必成就，就必给他成就。
Therefore, I tell you all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it.
因此，我告诉你们，你们祈祷，不论求什么，只要你们相信便得。
And it shall be done.
必给你们成就。
When you stand, pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgression.
当你们立着祈祷时，若你们有什么怨人的事，就宽恕吧。好叫你们在天之父也宽恕你们的过犯。
What's the meaning of this event?
刚才讲的章节究竟有什么意义呢？
Some people say, why did Jesus curse the fig tree?
有些人就会问，耶稣为什么你诅咒那棵无花果树啊？
It was not the time for the figs.
因为其实不是无花果的时节哦。
So why did Jesus go in search of figs to the tree? And then Jesus links it to prayer. When someone curses us, will that curse affect us? There are such questions asked about.
咁咧就有人問呢個問題噶喎。
Let me take one after the other。
咁咧，我逐樣答你哋啊嚇。
There are two types of prophecies.
有兩款嘅預言嘅。
One is prophecy by a word.
有一個咧就係用説話講預言。
To prophesy that something would happen.
就係咧預言某啲嘢會發生。
Another thing is action prophecy.
第二咧就係行動去做俾預言啊。
What happens here is an action prophecy.
咁而喺剛才嘅聖經章節咧就係一個行動嘅預言。
When Jesus cursed that fig tree.
當耶穌詛咒嗰棵無花果樹嘅時候咧。
That fig tree withered away.
嗰棵無花果樹咧就乾枯咗。
That was an action prophecy.
所以呢個係一個行動嘅預言。
Prophecy what would happen to the Jewish nation.
咁咧，佢會預言咧咩事情會發生去嗰啲猶太人嗰度。
This happened on the Mount of Olives.
呢個咧發生喺呢個山上邊嘅橄欖山上邊。
Mount of Olives is this side of the Jerusalem Mount, the Temple Mount.
咁咧，其實喺呢一個橄欖山嘅對面咧，就係耶路撒冷聖殿所落在嘅山。
From the Mount of Olives, you can have a direct view of the Temple of Jerusalem.
咁由橄欖山上面咧，就可以直接望到呢個聖殿噶。
When Jesus was cursing the fig tree and the fig tree withered away,
當耶穌詛咒呢棵無花果樹，而呢棵無花果樹乾枯嘅時候咧，
What Jesus told the people was, this is what would happen to Jerusalem.
咁耶穌要話俾啲人聽嘅時候咧，其實就係講緊咧耶路撒冷將會發生嘅事。
The Jewish nation is cursed by God.
因為猶太呢個民族咧係被天主詛咒啦。Because
they rejected God.
因為佢哋抗拒咗天主。
That's exactly what happened a few years after the death of Jesus.
呢個就係喺耶穌死咗之後嘅幾年發生嘅。
The Roman soldiers came and devastated the temple of Jerusalem.
羅馬兵士咧嚟到咧，就將成個耶路撒冷聖殿咧毀滅嘅。
In such a thorough manner that no one stone remained on another stone.
咁破壞得咁緊要咧，以至一塊石頭冇留喺第二塊石頭上。
Totally devastated by the Roman army.
係完全被羅馬兵士毀滅㗎。
And Jesus was prophesying this.
而耶穌咧就講緊呢個預言。
There's one more thing.
仲有多樣嘢噃。
We are told that Jesus saw a fig tree in leaf.
咁咧呢度講咧就係呢一棵無花果樹咧係有茂盛嘅樹葉嘅。
A fig tree full of new leaves.
係好多新嘅葉，茂盛嘅葉。
Though it was not the season for figs.
雖然咧唔係無花果嘅時節。
But the fig tree puts out new leaves. It's a sign there will be fruits there.
當個無花果樹咧，有好多葉新葉嘅時候咧，係有一個記號嚟嘅。
So the new leaves that were found on the fig tree was a deception.
咁咧，所以呢啲新葉咧，其實咧係一啲假嘢嚟嘅。
New leaves supposed to be the sign of fig fruits.
本來咧，新葉咧，即係話咧，將來會結出果嘅。
But there were no fruits.
咁但係冇果喎。
And the leaves were a deception.
所以咧，呢啲新葉咧係一個假象嚟嘅。That's
exactly how the Jerusalem temple was.
呢個就係而家嘅耶路撒冷聖殿嘅狀況啦。The
big, magnificent temple was a deception for the people.
一個咁靚咁輝煌嘅聖殿咧，為猶太民族其實係一個假象嚟。God's
presence was not there.
因為天主冇臨在。
That's why they rejected Jesus the Son of God.
所以佢哋排斥天主子耶穌。
And after this, Jesus is teaching.
所以咧，耶穌就用呢個嚟教我哋。
Whatever we ask in prayer will be granted to us.
我哋凡系喺祈祷中怀住信心所求嘅，就必给我们成就。
It does not mean that curses will become actual。
佢唔系等于咧，你诅咒人嘅时候咧，就必给成就啊！吓。
It really means in prayer, everything asked for will be given to us。
而相反咧，只系话咧，你喺祈祷无论求什么咧，就必会给你。Actually, Father, in prayer we should not curse, no?
No.
We
are not allowed to curse. In prayer, we shall only bless.
I have the feeling that many times we are like that. But newly, there are actually no fruit.
Let's come to Mother Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 onwards. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
天使加比厄尔奉天主差遣，往加利纳亚一座名叫纳匝勒的城去，到一位童贞女那里。她已与达味家族中的一个名叫约瑟的男子订了婚。童贞女的名字叫玛利亚。
And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you."
天使进去向她说：万福，充满恩宠者，上主与你同在。
But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be.
她却因这话惊惶不安，便思虑这样的请安有什么意思。
Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God."
天使对她说：玛利亚，不要害怕，因为你在天主前获得了宠幸。
Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus.
看，你将怀孕生子，并要给他起名叫耶稣。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
他将是伟大的，并被称为至高者的儿子。
And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father.
上主天主要把他祖先达美的御座赐给他。
And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
他要为王统治雅各伯家，直到永远，他的王权没有终结。
But Mary said to the angel,
玛利亚便向天使说，
How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?
这事怎能成就？因为我不认识男人。
And the angel said to her in reply,
天使答复他说，
The Holy Spirit will come upon you,
圣神要临于你,
and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
至高者的能力要庇荫你.
Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.
因此，那要诞生的圣者将称为天主的儿子.
And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren.
且看你的亲戚伊撒伯尔，她虽在老年，却怀了男胎。 本月已六个月了，他原是素清不生欲的，因为在天主前没有不能的事。
And nothing will be impossible for God.
在天主前没有不能的事。
And Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word.
玛利亚说，看，上主的婢女，愿照你的话成就于我吧。
Then the angel departed from her.
天使便离开她去了。
The gospel of the Lord.
上主的福音，
基督，我们赞美你。
My dear sisters,
亲爱的姐妹，
a life, consecrated life, is a life that is filled and led by the Holy Spirit.
我们的生命，一个奉献的生命呢，是由圣神所充满和引导的。
The Holy Spirit coming and filling our hearts.
圣神来呢，充满我们的心。
And therefore, we must prepare for the Holy Spirit at every moment of our life.
所以我哋生命入边嘅每时每刻咧，我哋都要准备圣神嘅来临。
Mother Mary will teach us how to prepare ourselves for the Holy Spirit.
圣母玛利亚咧，又教导我哋点样去等待圣神。
Because Mother Mary was the first human person to get the promise of God.The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
咁因为圣母玛利亚系整个人类入边首位咧，系得到天主所应允嘅圣神嘅临在啦。
The power of the Most High will overshadow you.
因为上主嘅能力咧会庇荫你。
Mother Mary was the first human person to get this promise from God.
圣母玛利亚系所有人类入边第一个咧得到。
But this promise came to Mary at a very difficult moment in her life.
但呢个应允咧，系喺佢心里边最艰难嘅时刻发生嘅。
She was given a message that she would conceive and bear a son.
因为咧，呢个信息话俾你听，佢会怀孕生子。
She did not know what that meant.
佢唔明呢个意思。
She was not living with a man yet.
因为仲未与男士一起生活，
How could she conceive and bear a son?
佢点能够怀孕生子呢？
Even if that could happen,
就算呢个可以发生呢？
She would be stoned to death.
佢会被石头砸死噶。
Because that was the punishment meted out to the women unfaithful at the time of being betrothed to a man.
因为这个就是对一个未曾成婚之前就怀孕的女子的一个惩罚。
And we are told Mother Mary was deeply troubled.
所以圣经上呢讲呢圣母呢会惊惶不安。
It was at this time that the promise came to Mary.
就是在这个惊惶不安的时刻呢天主就给了这个许愿。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
至高者的能力会荫庇你。
The power of the Most High will overshadow you.
圣神要临在你。
My dear sisters,
亲爱的姊妹，
in our consecrated life, there are bound to be problems.
在我们的献身生活里面呢，是一定会遇到困难的。
There are bound to be challenges.
一定会有挑战。
Challenges in our life with God.
咁呢个挑战系我哋同天主一齐嘅生命入边发生。
Challenges in our community life。
亦都喺团体生活入边会有挑战。
Challenges in the things that we are doing。
喺我哋所做嘅事上边都会有挑战。
Challenges are bound to come to us。
挑战系一定会嚟噶。
When such challenges come to our life, what are we to do？
当挑战嚟到嘅时候，我哋要点样呢？
We need to hold on to the promise of the Holy Spirit.
我其实一定要咧紧握住天主嘅承诺。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
圣神要临于你。
How did Mother Mary prepare herself for the Holy Spirit?
圣母咧点样准备到自己去接收圣神咧？
Mother Mary became the handmaid of the Lord.
佢成为天主嘅婢女。
That's what Mother Mary said.
这是他说的。
Behold, here I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
看上主的恐惧，愿照你的话成就于我吧。
She became the servant. She became the handmaid of the Lord.
她成为天主的婢女。
What does it mean to become the servant, handmaid of the Lord?
究竟成为天主的婢女是咩意思呢？
There are two things that make us a servant of God.
有两样嘢使到我哋成为天主的婢女噶。
First thing to make us a servant is to wait upon God to know the will of the Master.
第一样嘢呢，就系、去等待天主，去完成天主嘅嘱咐。
A servant does not know what to do.
通常一个仆人咧，唔知个老板想做。
A servant knows should know it from the master.
只能够佢个上司话俾佢听，佢先知。
So a servant must always be waiting before the master to know the will of the master.
所以个仆人咧就时时要喺个掌上喺个老板嘅前边咧系等待。
When God is our master, we must wait upon God.To know the will of God.
如果天主是我们的主人呢，我们就必须要时常在天主面前等待，去知道他的圣意。
Always attentive to the will of the master.
时时都很留心主人的意愿。
A second thing.
第二样呢？
Servant must always be ready to do the will of the master.
个仆人一定呢要。愿意去服从主人的命令啊。
Whatever my God tells me, I will do it.
无论我的上主要我做什么我都做。
I do not care to ask why.
都不要问为什么
啊。I just do what I am told to do.
只是服从命令就得了。
These two characteristics make us servants, handmaids of God.
是这两个特质成到我们成使到我们成为上主的婢仆。
Mother Mary became a handmaid of the Lord.
圣母成为上主的婢女。
And she learned how to prepare herself for this anointing of the Holy Spirit.
而她就学习了怎样去准备她自己来到等这个圣神充满的时
间。And she taught others to become servants of God.
佢都教导第啲人成为上主嘅婢仆。
That is what happened at Cana.
呢个就系喺迦拿发生嘅。
At Cana there was a problem.
喺迦拿咧有麻烦咯。
The wine jars became empty.
酒瓶入边冇晒咯。
Nobody knew where to turn to.
没人知道他哪里求救啊。
Many more guests to sit at table.
还有很多客人坐在这里。
Soon everybody would come to know about it.
很快呢很多人都会知道。
And there will be a great embarrassment and humiliation.
那为个主人呢就会是一个很羞辱的事。
Mother Mary knew what to do.
圣母呢知道发生什么。
She turned to Jesus.
她转向耶稣。
She said they have no wine.
她告诉耶稣他们没酒了。
And she turned the whole family to Jesus.
而且她将整家人呢都转向耶稣。
Do what he tells you to.
他叫你们做什么你们就做什么。
And everybody was prepared to do what Jesus told them to.
那所有的人呢都是准备好了要服从耶稣了。
That's when the miracle took place.
于是呢圣迹就出现了。
Jesus asked them to fill the jars with water.
耶稣就叫他们在那个缸那里充满水。
This was an unreasonable command.
这个指令呢是很无稽的。
The water jars were kept.Outside the banquet hall.
因为这些石缸呢是在这个筵席的外面的。
Before the guests entered the banquet hall, their legs were to be cleaned.
其实在呢当这些客人去进入这个筵席的空间里面之前呢
And that's what water was used for. To wash and clean the feet of the guests. Now all the guests have washed their feet and come and they are sitting at table. And there's no need of water anymore. And yet Jesus asked them to fill the jars with water. An unreasonable command. But they obeyed. They did not ask Jesus why. This is what the Master has commanded. This is what I obey. And then Jesus said, take some water to the head waiter. The head waiter is waiting for wine. And why to take the water to the head waiter? And yet they obeyed. They became the servants of the Lord. A servant never questions. Servant is ready to hear and obey. That's when miracle took place. The water was turned to wine. My dear sisters, this is what we must be learning from Mother Mary. To become the servants and handmaids of the Lord. Jesus asked Martha, John chapter 11, remove the tombstone from the face of the tomb. And Martha objected. Master, do not remove the tombstone. The dead body has decayed and must be stinking. And yet Martha obeyed. She became the servant of the Lord. That's when the miracle took place. The dead body came out alive. And Jesus asked the apostles to serve. There was a large gathering of 5,000 people. And Jesus preached too long. Everybody was tired. And Jesus did not want to send them home back. Jesus wanted to feed them. He asked Andrew, Andrew, what do you have? Andrew said, Master, what do we have? We have just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. What is it for such a huge crowd? All the people are hungry. And if 5 loaves and 2 fish are shown, there will be a law and order situation there. People will jump over the 5 loaves and 2 fish. So Andrew said a secret to Jesus. Master, this is nothing for the people. Let the people go and eat somewhere. We are more tired than the people. Let us have a good meal. I have kept 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus said to Andrew, bring it here. Andrew was very disappointed for his secret plan. And then Jesus said to Andrew, make the people sit down. Make the people sit down for what? To serve. But what is there to serve? There's nothing to serve. And yet the disciples obeyed. They made the people sit down. And then Jesus said, go and serve. Serve what? 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Serve for whom? 5,000 people. 5,000 people, the gospel does not say 5,000 men.
If there are
5,000 men, there will be at least 10,000 women. For retreats and conventions, women are more than men. If there are 2 children each for each woman, there will be 20,000 children also. A large crowd. And yet the apostles obeyed. That's when the miracle took place. Everyone was satisfied. Only where we become servants and handmaids of God, only there will miracles occur.
只有當我們成為天主手中的仆婢的時候，聖職就會出現了。In
a consecrated life, there is something called obedience.
在我們獻身的生活裡面，我們有聽命聖願，是不是？
We obey what is commanded to us.
我們服從所交給我們的。
We don't question, we don't argue.
不要爭辯，不要質疑。
When we obey what is commanded to us,
當我們服從命令的時候呢,
that's when miracles take place.
然後聖職就會出現。
In our community life, it is very important.
這個在全體生活裡面是非常重要的。
It is God's voice that is heard through the voice of the authorities.
要知道, 當我們透過我們掌上，我們就會聽到天主的聲音。
Therefore, when we become servants and handmaids of God, that's when the Holy Spirit anoints our hearts.
你要知道，只有當我們成為天主的僕婢的時候，聖神才會在你的心上面富有。
Remember, Saint Peter said about the first anointing of the Holy Spirit.
你要記住呢，有關聖神首次嘅富有嘅時候呢，聖伯多祿點講？
On the day of Pentecost, when the Mary and the apostles were anointed by the Holy Spirit.
喺聖神降臨節，當聖母同埋呢啲宗徒門徒被聖神富有嘅時候呢，
they were anointed by the Holy Spirit, and they came out preaching that Jesus is the Lord and Savior.
當佢哋受到聖神呼召之後呢，佢哋就出嚟咧，大開門會出嚟咧，宣講耶穌是主。
Some people began to question.
有啲人開始質疑啦。
Said these men are drunk.
呢啲人咧飲醉酒啦，都係。
With the new wine.
飲新酒喎，佢哋。
Simon Peter did not deny that they were drunk.
西門伯多祿咧冇否認佢哋。
But he interpreted saying, this was the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
但佢话解释话咧，呢个系圣神嘅富有。
Quoting Prophet Joel chapter 3 verses 1 to 5。
呢个就系厄尔先知书所讲嘅第五章。
Simon Peter said, "This is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel."
呢个系厄尔先知预言嘅满全。
On the last day, I will pour out my spirit on my servants and handmaids.
在末日，我要将我的神倾注在所有有血肉的人身上。
It is the servants and handmaids of God who are anointed by the Holy Spirit.
而圣神嘅富有咧，只系俾嗰啲天主嘅被仆嘅啫。
In our day-to-day life, that's what we must become.
呢个就系我哋每一日要操练嘅。
We must become servants and handmaids.
我哋必须操练成为天主嘅被仆。
That we may be able to wait for the Holy Spirit.
好让我哋能够准备妥当去迎接圣神。
What happened to the prodigal son?
嗰个浪子发生咩事啊？
He wanted to become the master of his destiny.
佢想作为佢自己目标嘅主人。
He wanted to tell the father, I don't want you to tell me anything. I want only your money.
佢话俾爸爸听，我唔使你话俾我听点样做嘢，我只系要呢啲钱啫。
He grabbed the money from the father.
佢喺爸爸嗰度抢走咗佢个份。
And he went and wasted everything.
然后就远走高飞去大派金钱。
Soon all the money was over.
好快佢就冇晒钱啦。
He was in want.
佢就喺缺穷。
When he was in want, that's when he thought of the father's house.
只有当佢穷途潦倒嘅时候咧，佢就谂起佢爸爸。
In my father's house, there are servants and handmaids.
佢喺我爸爸嘅屋企咧，有好多婢仆。
He wanted to become a servant of the father.
于是佢就好希望成为爸爸嘅婢仆。
Treat me as one of your servants, he said.
将我当作你仆人之中嘅一个，佢话。
And he came back.
于是佢翻嚟。
But then, though he wanted to be a servant, the father made him a son.
虽然佢只系想做婢仆啫喎，但系咧，佢个爸爸咧就让佢做翻个仔啊。
All the dignity of sonship was given back to him.
所有作为儿子的尊严咧，都全部俾翻晒佢。
One thing we learn from Mother Mary.
有一样嘢我哋喺圣母度学习。
It is when we become the servants and handmaids of God.
当我哋成为天主嘅婢仆嘅时候呢
？That we truly become the children of God.
我哋先真正成为天主嘅仔女。
God's own children anointed by the Holy Spirit.
是被圣神富有的子女。
When we are told to do something,
当我们被话给我们听要怎样做事的时候呢
we need to be praying about it.
我们必须呢祈祷啊。
And if there's any doubt, we can always ask our authorities.
如果我哋有疑惑咧，我哋可以时时都问我哋嘅长上。
Discuss in the community。
我哋可以喺团体入边讨论。
So that our obedience becomes responsible。
所以我哋嘅听命咧，成为咧系负责任式嘅听命。
And that's when we are able to surrender our lives totally in the hands of God。
于是我哋就能够将我哋嘅生命咧，完全咁降服于主。
My dear sisters。
我亲爱嘅姊妹。
Yesterday we had a prayer for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
昨天我哋咧祈求咧圣神为我哋富有。
Every day we must pray for the Holy Spirit.
其实每一日我哋都要呼求圣神啊。
When there is a difficult situation in our life,
当生命里面出现困难嘅时候咧
，As Mother Mary had,
好似圣母一样咧。
We bring that situation to Jesus.
我哋要将个困境带到耶稣跟前。
And tell Jesus.
话俾耶稣听。
I want to be your servant.
我希望成为你嘅婢仆。
I want to do your will.
我想做你嘅心意。
You tell me what I must be doing.
请你话俾我听应该点样做。
become a servant, a handmaid of the Lord.
我哋成为上主嘅婢女。
And that's when we are able to experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
于是我哋就会经历到咧圣神嘅大能啊。
And in before we make any decision.
咁喺我哋做任何决策之前咧。
When there's a failure in our life.
或者我哋生命入边有出现失败嘅时候咧。
When something goes wrong with us.
或者我哋有出错。
When we are misunderstood.
当我哋被误解嘅时候。
When there's a problem in our community.
当我哋团体入边出现咗困难。
We must wait and pray.
我哋必须咧祈祷而
等待。For the Holy Spirit to descend upon us.
等待圣神嘅降临。
The Spirit of God will anoint us and enable us to do God's will.
圣神会为我哋富有，使到我哋有能力去做天主嘅旨意。
When we depend on ourselves,
但如果我哋只系依赖自己咧
，too many things will go wrong.
太多嘢就会出错啦。
And we would not know where to turn to.
于是我哋就迷失方向。
The one person we turn to is Jesus.
要记住，我哋唯一能够转向嘅系耶稣。
Only He will not fail us.
只有佢唔会舍弃我哋。
His grace will continue to descend upon us.
佢嘅恩典会持续咁样赐俾我哋。
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
We will go for the benediction now.
Yes, we will sing a song.
And let us ask God for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit.
So we can pray for the Lord to give us a new spirit.
That God's Lord power may come upon us.
That God's Lord power may come upon us.
That God's Holy Spirit may strengthen us.And console and comfort us.
让圣神咧系增强我哋嘅力量同埋安慰我哋。
It is God's power that should enable us to be the servants and handmaids of God.
系天主嘅大能咧，使到我哋有能力成为天主嘅婢女。
Let us surrender our lives to God.
让我哋将我哋嘅生命降服于主。